Okay, sir, can you hear me okay?
I can, sir, yes.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask you to speak up a little bit.
Sure, no problem. I can, sir, yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I think we'll be okay. So you're referring, first of all, state your full name and ADC number for the record.
My name is Gordon Michael Lococo, ADC number 129335.
Thank you, sir. You're referring for the overall executive clemency in reference to your community supervision revocation this afternoon. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. To my right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. To his right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
I do, sir, yes.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you have an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I am representing myself today, sir.
Okay, at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, or do you so affirm?
I do, sir.
I do.
And then do solemnly swear.
Okay. Your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated, and if they've been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do, sir, is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask you to tell me if it's true or false. So, allegation number one is a violation of the order on condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to file the directive of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to the residents of Beaverway at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about May 22, 2018, have directed verbally and in writing on May 22, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. So is that true or false, sir?
That is true, Your Honor.
Okay. Based on the admissions of Mr. Lococo, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he violated terms of duty of supervision, and that he may have lapsed or about lapsed in different ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Jai. Okay, sir, we're going to move to phase two in a moment, but before we begin, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. So I'll hang on the phone there, and I'll get right back with you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Lococo was released from ADC custody on 5/18/2018 and arrested on 7/21/2018 by Arizona DPS on misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct and an oath violation of a court order. He's returned back to ADC custody on 7/21/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 8/17/2019 with 60 abscond days. Current conviction, 2011, theft means of transportation, 7 years. Prior convictions, 1996, commitment A, count two, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. 1996, commitment B, count three, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. 2001, theft, 1 year, 6 months. 2006, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. STD information, no STD information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1999, TIS release, completed 4 months. 2005, TIS release, completed 7 months. 2010, TIS release, completed 4 months. 2018, absconded for 45 days, found in violation, continued on supervision with amended conditions. Disciplinary significant and lengthy with drugs, extortion, false reporting, and theft noted. Other arrests, there were other arrests, but charges were not filed. Has a GB score of G4, V5.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Lococo, we're going to go over a summary of your case supervision.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so it seems that you were out on release, you were violated, and the board returned you to community supervision, correct, sir?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. And let's see. Okay, so you absconded then. But let's see, your residence, you were supposed to, let's see, on February 5th, 2018, you were pre-approved for TLC. And you were discharged on February 11th, 2018 for not returning to the program on February 11th, 2018. So that would have been when you were originally violated and then were put back out. And you were supposed to go to TLC initially, and then it was like May 21st, you were approved to stay with the friend, Marianne Palacios?
That's correct, sir.
Okay. And then on the 22nd, you were approved to enter the 90-day Residential Community Behavior Modification, RCBM, program through Leeway, but you failed to report. So why didn't you report into that 90-day program, sir?
As soon as I was released, upon arrival at TLC, I was notified by them that I was not going to be able to go into their program because of the previous amount that I did owe them, which started the whole, which cascaded the events to lead to Leeway. I started some drug use, which had put my housing indefinitely in question, and also being at TLC, I fell asleep there, and my property was taken, and my medication was also in that in the property, the bags that were taken while I was there. So between being without my medications and my psych medications and being on illicit drugs, I was making very poor decisions. And at that time, going to Leeway was, I didn't even find the location, sir. It was a very bad time. I was homeless, that whole situation. I wasn't allowed to stay at Marianne Palacios' residence because she is on housing, and they would have violated the terms of her housing, so that wasn't an option either. But Leeway was definitely something that I wanted to look into.
Okay.
I'm definitely very interested in it now. I didn't know that it was a program that catered to and helped out.
Okay, well, sir? Sir?
I'm sorry. Sure.
Okay, well, you didn't report in to the RCBM, and if they told you, they wouldn't take you because you owed money. Why didn't you contact your PO? Why did you just abscond?
I was so desperate that my meds didn't take me, my psych meds. I wanted to go pray on to my skills. It's like, she lived down the street, and she's like a second mom to me. And I just went straight there, and She was having company with some government agency, and I wasn't able to stay, and I was just very desperate, and I my property was gone. I only got my prison ID, and I went to the park and went to sleep, and I didn't even want to deal with that problem, and that
okay.
Just started the whole bad scenario of me not checking in, sir.
Okay, sir. I'm assuming our fellow board members have any questions at this time.
No, sir.
Any questions? Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will go into discussion, make a determination in a couple of minutes, but before we do that, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think might be relevant to our decision, but we ask that you don't repeat all the information we've already discussed. So if there's something really like to tell us, go ahead, and now's the time.
Thank you very much. I would like to definitely convey to you gentlemen, your honorable gentlemen, that I am definitely ready to be a productive, tax-paying, gainfully employed member of society. I do have issues with substance abuse. I have completed a substance abuse class where I've been in here as a self-taught study. And I checked to see it's not available on AIMS yet, but the packet is conducted and completed. I'd like to be free to address my substance abuse issues as well as to continue my mental health progression with Magellan or the new company that it's called now. I very much want to be a productive member, and I will definitely comply to all the rules of probation now, regardless of what may happen. I'm just in a mindset now where everything in the past, I would leave in the past, I'm like, just start this new leaf. I've gotten out and I've made contact with my estranged daughters, which I haven't talked to in the past 18 years, and we've got to touch base, and I really like to make them my priority in my life, as well as my own sobriety and productivity in society, sir. I thank you for the opportunity for letting me say that, and I very much hope the gentleman will grant me my parole again, because I definitely will complete it this time, gentlemen. I do apologize. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board's going to go into the discussion now. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think that we're addressing you, but we won't be. But we ask you to stay on the phone, just remain silent, and once we've made a decision, I'll get back with you. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to have a discussion. Well, it seems that Mr. Lococo has some mental health issues, but he also has issues following the rules when he's given a second chance. A second time around of absconding on the same TRS after being reinstated by the DOAC is something I personally, as one voting board member, can't tolerate, but I'm willing to listen to discussion from any of the fellow board members.
Great. Agreed.
Okay, so based on all the information in warrant number 2018W1625A, the testimony of Mr. Lococo and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to revoke the supervision of Mr. Lococo as it was delinquent, violated terms, conditions of supervision, and had lapse or without lapse in a criminal wage or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson. Agreed by Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Lococo, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. We did give you a second chance and didn't quite succeed. We would suggest that you get some mental health treatment while you're in there, or at least get back on meds. And in the meantime, make a plan, take some AA and NA courses to help you get moving in the right direction, and then when you get out next, looks like on about August 17th of 2019, hopefully you'll have a plan and you'll be able to address your mental health issues and be successful in life. So this is when you're hearing, sir, and would you please put the CO3 on the phone?
Sure. Thank you, sir.